country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
While the world was distracted by Russia's incursions into eastern Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin was quietly making a provocative move that could lead to a direct confrontation with the United States. The Russian Navy sent a ship to plant a flag on remote Wrangel Island, about 300 miles northwest of Point Hope, Alaska. They announced plans to build a base there for Russia's Pacific Fleet. The island has little economic value in itself, but it's hugely important because it's the closest land to a large part of the Arctic Ocean that is estimated to hold 25% of the world's recoverable oil and gas. According to a European reporter, Putin said he wants to expand Russia's presence in the Arctic, both militarily and economically. Now, this isn't the first time Russia has tried to claim territory in the Arctic. Russia claims that its recent flag planting on Wrangel Island was 90 years to the day from when Russians planted a Soviet flag there back in 1924. But brave American explorers had already reached Wrangel on August 12, 1881, and claimed that island for the United States 43 years earlier. Even though Russia's claim to Wrangel Island only dates to 1924, while America's claim dates to 1881, the U.S. government has shamefully failed to assert and defend our prior claim against Russia's more recent one. Indeed, our State Department on several occasions tried to surrender America's claim. In the 1970s, Secretary of State Henry Kissinger tried to give away Wrangel Island to the Soviet Union, and in 1990, Secretary of State James Baker made another attempt. But in the light of Russia's chronic misbehavior on the world stage, let's correct all our historic blunders by reviving America's historic claim to Wrangel Island and extend our jurisdiction over the riches of the Arctic Ocean.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller. With us today, Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency. And it is the second day of February 2015. I'm duty-bound to report this. Remember the Aaronizer, Ron McDonald?
Aaronizer?
Yes.
What's that? Okay. Jog my memory.
That's the thing that activates oxygen and will kill bacteria and viruses.
Mold.
And all that stuff. Well, when Ted Trakilis died, his wife took over the Aaronizer name to do absolutely nothing with it, by the way. So the Ted Trakilis, the other young man, he was a relative, obviously close relative to the Ted Trakilis Sr. And he took it over and he called it King Air. Well, it went belly up last week. So you find folks out there with Aaronizers or King Airs. You know, just more logs on the fire, the funeral pyre that's burning out of control. And it's going to take down everything. It's going to take down everything. And I'm sitting here waiting. You know, I was thinking a lot about this today, Ron. And I was talking to a guy that picks us up on his Part 15 station. Hey, Chuck Farron, if you're still listening, hello. And I said, you know, I said, what the heck happened? I said, in this country, we had a political movement going. It was the guy that wanted Ron Paul in the White House. I've told this story so many times, I'm sick and tired of hearing myself say it. But I was talking to Chuck about this, and I said, you know, I said, tomorrow I'm going to have this guy on from the 10th Amendment Center. And there's over 200 bills that are pending right now in legislatures all across the country to try to curtail the activities of our vaunted, I don't even know what to call the United States government anymore. I really don't know what to call them. But I'm going to have him on tomorrow from the 10th Amendment Center. We're going to talk about all these bills pending. And I said to Chuck, I said, how much more do people have to endure? I said, I saw the sanity in Ron Paul switching gears and going, okay, here's the new Ron Paul revolution, and let's start 50 chapters in each one of the states out there. And with information in hand, solid, credible information, let's use that as a battering ram to knock down our legislative doors and get some stuff going. And I said, I've been saying this till I was blue in the face, and I said, nobody has done it. I guess everybody is waiting for me to do it. But I'd find it really hard to run a network and to do a program and to do a political action thing and to do all of that. And there wouldn't be enough hours in the day. You'd literally have to reinstitute a 40-hour workday. And I said, I don't know what people are waiting for. Everybody's standing around with their hands in their pockets, looking at each other, knowing that one shoe has dropped. Yeah, we heard that sound. And we know the other shoe has been dropped. It just hasn't hit the floor yet. Or has it? But everybody's standing around with their hands in their pocket, looking at each other, going, okay, now what? Well, anything you can imagine. Any horror that you can imagine will probably be coming your way in the future. So get ready for it.
You know, pardon me. We wouldn't have to talk to the American people if they only understood their history around their Constitution. Because knowing that, they would know their freedoms and know what government could not get away with. But how many know the historical document, the Federal Constitution? Do many know their rights? And they're not civil rights. They're not man-made rights, civil rights. They're inalienable rights. But that's the major problem, is how do you educate a people that aren't willing to understand their freedoms by studying the history around it?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that. I'm listening to Sean Hannity today to see what kind of brand new neocon crap he's coming out with. You know, I'm not a violent person. Like I said, I've been in exactly two fights in my entire life. But I think I would find it really hard to be in close proximity to that guy and just not punch him in his face. I mean, really, really. I'm listening to his show today, and their commercial comes on, talking about you can now deal with this healthcare company, and they actually use the phrase, "It's biblical healthcare." And I about leapt off the seat and through the sunroof and ran down the road. I can't handle it anymore. Now we're assigning God's health care. And I'm going, I didn't know God knew anything about our health care plans. I didn't even know that he was interested in it. But don't worry. Don't worry. We got biblical health care now. And I'm thinking, how convoluted and more twisted can you possibly get? I guess not twisted enough.
I see so much of that, John, where God is behind certain things, like the dating service where Christians, whatever, and God's behind that. Isn't it time that you allow God to find your future spouse or whatever? So, I'm saying to myself, this is so crazy.
So God's in the dating business now? Now he's in the healthcare business?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm sure they come out and said that God's behind us killing everybody on the planet as well?
Oh, definitely he's on our side, so we ask for his blessing.
Ah, okay. So bless us, Lord, so we can more effectively and cheaply kill more human beings.
Right.
Okay. Is Bill in Austin still there? Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon, John and Ron. I was listening to your show last week when you were discussing the banking resources and reserve notes being the root cause of a lot of problems in our economy and our country.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions important to me. One question is, I don't know which one of you would answer it best, but if you purchase your lawful gold or silver coins with reserve notes, can you then take those lawful coins and purchase other types of or other forms of gold or silver that wouldn't have the lien or hypothecation on it then?
You would have to. Certainly you can buy lawful coin with legal tender or the liened instruments, and the lien cannot carry over onto a lawful thing. There's no way. That's an impossibility. But I'm not understanding when you say take those lawful coins and buy other kinds of coins.
Bill, I know you've been holding forever. Please bear with us. Hang on another three more minutes. We'll get around to that, answering that question right after this break. 800-313-9443.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I feel violated. Dan, I feel violated. Ron, you're not going to believe what just happened during the break. We're standing out in front of the building, and I was accosted by a salesman.
Oh, my goodness.
He wanted to know what we did, and we told him. And he said, oh, so you're right wing, huh? And Dan just looked at him and just rubbed his eyes, and he goes, you know, what did you say to him? Yeah, we're so far right, it's even hard to be called right. And he says to me, he says, well, and I said, so what's right wing to you? And I just looked at him and I just cut it to the quick and I said, well, I'm further to the right of Rush Limbaugh. How's that? And he goes, oh, okay. But there's that political paradigm in the guy's head.
Yeah.
It's there. The programming is there. I said, it used to be in this country that if you talked about being a conservative, that means you were a supporter of the law. That used to be the Constitution. I said, then look how that's morphed. That's in your damn sales pitch. I said, you don't, basically, you don't even know who the hell you're talking to. Oh, do you think we're going to give this guy any business?
Not at all.
God.
He just blew it for himself.
Well, yeah, he blew it for the country, because we need every man on deck. Sorry, Bill. Now, we're trying to drill down on this to get a clear understanding as to, well, let me reverse this. Bill, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Is your fear? Okay. Let me get down to brass tacks here.
I've read the book that they own it all, and from my understanding, the only way that you can actually buy something or purchase something is with lawful gold or silver coins.
Is that correct? No. You can buy anything you want if you want to negotiate. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You can negotiate still using Federal Reserve notes. You can still make purchases using the Federal Reserve note. And you can buy struck stuff from the U.S. Mint with it. You can buy foreign coin. You can buy Canadian maple leaves, gold or silver. You can still buy Swiss francs. You can buy anything.
Yes,
so,
from my understanding, it still has a lien on it, a hypothecation lien. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's correct. The only thing, the dollar that we call a dollar, the currency the note has today, is purchasing power. And those were the only things tried in the courts on the value of the Federal Reserve note and that to a lawful dollar. They only argued the purchasing power, but they did not argue the rights, title, and interest that you're talking about right now, Bill, on absolute ownership of something when you buy it with a lawful tender.
Correct. So if you have lawful gold or silver coins, you have rights, title, and interest to whatever you purchase. Is that correct?
That's only three. It's an infinite number of qualities that follow that.
The main ones, yes. So if you have lawful gold or silver coins, can you purchase gold bullion? In other words, the bullion would then not have a hypothecated lien on it. Is that correct?
Well, the bullion isn't struck under law unless there's the United States written on it and weighed by the United States. Because the thing is with lawful coin, when you see the branding on it or the seal on it, that gives the coin authentication and the right to execute in monetary systems. So that's what it has. Your legal tender doesn't give authentication nor execution of anything. You merely are passing these instruments on to the next person who passes on to the next person in kind of a quasi trade, but ownership never flows with that.
So the lawful gold tender can buy property though, and the rights, title, interest, and other attributes will go with it, correct?
That's correct. But, you know, to do that, you still have to defend that position. Because it's like you meet 100 people on the road, how many will know what you're talking about, that you just bought something with lawful tender?
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to argue your point very well.
My second question is, if you were in the coinage act of 1792, if you brought gold or silver to them, they would strike it. They would mint the coin for you for like 1% or 0.5%.
Correct.
Are they still required to do that? Can you bring gold and silver to the mint and they strike it for you? It's a lawful coin now?
I honestly do not know that, but I know you could take the coins back, and that was the charge for you to have it remelted down or changed back into the bullion.
Bill, let me ask you this. Are you referencing the United States Mint or any mint?
The United States Mint. In other words, in order to get more lawful coins in circulation.
Yeah, it's you were never charged for taking your bullion in, your loose gold in, and having it turned into a gold coin. You were charged for doing it in the reverse, having it melted back down.
Yeah, and I don't, and Bill, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about your question. I don't see where the United States Mint would take bullion or just a hunk of gold or a hunk of silver and stamp it for 0.5% or whatever they would charge and make that a legal tender coin. I just don't see the government doing that. And would it really put it back in circulation? Well, think of it this way. You take your mound of gold or your silver, if you took it to Uncle Sammy and said, hey, I want this struck in coin, the realm of the United States here, for whatever it is, how would that put it back in circulation? Because immediately after it was stamped, you would take it back in your possession and you would leave.
Yes, but it would, yeah. if it has the strike on it, would be lost.
You know, here, by the way, Bill, here's a perfect example. You're in Austin, correct? Bill? what was they telling me about cell phone service, Ron?
Yes.
Here he is. He's been holding. He's been on the air, and all of a sudden he drops.
Oh, geez.
This is the capital of Texas, folks. This is the capital of Texas, and you can't even make a stinking cell phone call. if he calls back, he'll have service for a while, and we'll get him on Toot Suite.
John, I don't think that they would accept your gold, whatever you want to call it, and change it into a gold coin. That ceased to exist at that point back in 1933.
Right.
So I don't think that.
By the way, I got Bill back. Hello, Bill, are you there?
Yes, I'm here now.
Okay. Now you got a good strong signal. Did you hear my first hour when I was talking about cell service?
Cell service according to what?
Okay. Hold on. We got to take the break. We'll be right back.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown.
All right, we're back. Bill, you still got a phone connection there in Austin?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay. Well, I started to say you must have missed my last hour because you're in Austin, Texas, and you would think that you'd have good cell coverage, and my friend, your cell service sucks. So, at any rate, okay. What was the rest of what you were talking about?
Well, on the legal tender, the reserve notes. If you purchase something with that, you're really not purchasing it. Aren't you just discharging a debt? Is that not correct?
Yeah. Purchasing doesn't mean ownership. It just means you're transferring something for something. And again, when you reflect back on the lawful tender, you have that quality in there. You have the quality to purchase something, but what also comes along with it is to own it outright, where no one else can tamper with it, touch it, and that. You know, the biggest problem that we had in the United States when Congress had the right to coin money is they branded it with their name on it. Instead of placing weighed by the United States, they just put the United States of America on it. Well, that tends to make one believe they own it. It was never that way. But that's after decades and a couple hundred years going by, now we see that the United States owns that because we believe it, their name is on it.
All right. Do we have Bill back again?
Yes. My phone's only been cutting off since I'm talking to you.
Well, At any rate, well, to keep going through these gyrations here, because I guarantee you will drop again, is there anything else?
Yes, it was just that question that if you have lawful tender and you whatever you purchase, that you completely own it with rights, title, interest, and other attributes, and if you purchase it with legal tender, you don't. And my question was, if you purchase items with lawful tender, you've actually purchased it.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this question, Bill. If you were to go use lawful money, not legal tender, but lawful money, to buy gold and silver, what would you buy it with? Gold and silver?
Well, you can purchase it with legal tender.
No, I know that. But the question I'm asking you, and it's really a non sequitur, what I'm saying to you is if you were to purchase real lawful money, that being gold and silver,
yes,
and you didn't use the Federal Reserve notes, you would be forced to pay for it with gold and silver. So what would be the point?
Be forced to pay for what with gold and silver?
If you wanted to use anything but a Federal Reserve note,
yes,
how would you pay for it?
In other words,
you got it.
And Bill, one of the biggest arguments that the federal government would use would be that the coins, the pre-1933 gold coins or 62 silver coins, that they are collector's items. And if you argue that they are or argue against that, you're not arguing the law properly. You have to argue the law that came with the coin and cannot be removed from that coin, because steadfast within that coin is the law of the land.
I think he
so
might
what
have
you're
dropped.
Saying is it's considered collector's coins and not lawful tender?
Well, that's what they're going to consider it. Collector coins, pneumaticist coins.
I see.
So you want to get them off that point immediately, because that's not what the coin is.
Bill, are you worried that somebody's going to try to confiscate your itty bitty?
No, that's not it. It just seems that most things that are that we purchase, the most of our wages and all, are tied to the legal tender. And from Ron's book I've read, it seems like that's how you get attached to everything. And if you use the lawful tender, you can break away from it, it would seem.
Well, and Bill, we could break away from the Federal Reserve. This is what I was talking about last hour. We could break away from the Federal Reserve by just somebody in government having the gonads to tell the Treasury that, look, hey, we're going to print greenbacks or give it Obama notes. I don't care what you call it. It wouldn't be a currency that would be backed by anything, but it would be more to the point that it was a currency that could be printed that didn't carry an interest or a usury against it. And by doing that, that would be a good interim step of putting this economy back on track. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand fully.
Yeah, okay. All right, Bill, I appreciate
your
call.
Much.
I'm sorry it took this long to get all of this out, but hang in there, bud.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. That's his. He didn't have any problems with his cell phone until he called us.
Oh, yes. God. Yeah, well.
Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, a comment on the money. Isn't the news, I don't know which denomination it is, but aren't they split on two sides, one of them being the Federal Reserve and the other side being United States of America organic? In other words, one signed by the Secretary of Treasury and the other one signed by the Federal Reserve equivalent.
Ron, you want to tackle that one? I have no idea.
I'm not certain of what you're saying, but when you scrutinize the Federal Reserve note, you'll see the Secretary of State signing it, and at the top is the Federal Reserve system, basically. So you know it's a note because it's endorsed that it's an obligation. And if you check out Title 12, Section 411, it says that these notes are obligations of the United States. They are the debts of the United States. Therefore, the United States cannot be the creditor and the debtor in this situation. They have to be the debtor in this situation, and the creditor has to be something foreign to the United States, and that's the Federal Reserve Bank.
One other quick question. Since we are in a bankruptcy concocted up by Congress and the Federal Reserve, isn't the last stage of a bankruptcy liquidation of assets? And my question is this, are they purposely indebting the United States by borrowing so much money from the Federal Reserve and various countries, China being the prime suspect, that they are going to basically turn over the United States to the debtors as assets of the bankruptcy? I think this is the game they're playing, because they're spending money like drunken sailors, knowing full well that they can't pay it back unless they liquidate so-called assets, and those assets belong to the people. They don't belong to the U.S. Inc.
Well, let me ask you a question, Gary. How long does a bankruptcy last, in your opinion? Is it perpetual?
I don't know. They can pretty well do anything they want to, but I know I can take a bankruptcy every 7 years by law.
How many?
Every 7 years.
Yeah, well, basically, we can go through bankruptcy every 7 years. So the same thing would be the country, too. Why have we been in a perpetual bankruptcy? And my reasoning is we're not. We basically have had a hostile takeover, and we know that to be true because our money was taken from us. They stole our money, therefore we have no more rights.
Rudd class pretty well boiled down to the fact that under the 1933 Banking Act, we are being prosecuted in these local courts as war criminals, as American nationals under this so-called foreign corporation, foreign to an American national called the United States of America, Inc., and it's all those so-called public officers are basically under the U.N. jurisdiction. So we got a foreign outfit. And this is another interesting thing, is that these people are collecting salaries as public officials when they're actually corporations nested within the master corporation called USA, Inc. I don't understand.
Well, you know,
this.
When we talk about the United States, let's not fool ourselves. The United States is no longer sovereign. One can't be in the midst of their liabilities being far beyond their assets. And we owe how much debt, John?
How much have we accumulated past, present, and future?
Yes.
About $150
trillion. $150 trillion. Where's the sovereignty in that? We have no gold in our treasuries. Check your state treasuries. Do they have any gold in it? If they don't,
what about the land and the infrastructure and all the minerals and all this other stuff?
It might have been pledged to the debt of the country. Gary, hang on a second. Let's take the break. 800-313-9443. We've got about 15 minutes left in the program. Wayne in Texas, you'll be up after Gary. Get in queue so we can take your calls, so I can time this out so you don't get cut short.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. Didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
About all of that. There we go. Okay. Anyhow, Gary is still with us.
Yeah, but you went off there for a few seconds. I don't know. I keep thinking that there are two citizenships in the United States. There's a U.S. citizenship and there's an American national citizenship. That is a fact. You can go to any passport application, and there are two options to check. I think if everybody changed over to the American national, and for the new people, never get a birth certificate for your child, use a baptismal certificate.
Yeah, but okay, well, hold on. By suggesting that, Gary, you just took the sovereignty of every living human being in this country and you've just rejected them for being a sovereign citizen of their own respective state, and you just made them a national. Why would we want to do that?
Well, maybe, maybe that's the other answer. I don't know. The whole damn thing's so confusing to me.
I've got a simple solution to this, Gary. I got a real simple solution for this. For the federal government and the state government to bring forth their old dusty copies of the Constitution, both state and federal, and read the damn things. Rather than us going through all these gyrations about what we have to do because they're doing this. This is a never-ending game. It's like their hunt for terrorism. They are the terrorists. They create terrorism. And then they tell you that we're going to protect you from the terrorists by stripping you of everything that you own and anything that used to be any facsimile of privacy and liberty. Gary, I'm not trying to be hard on you here, but I'm just saying, I'm tired of this Texas two-step crap. This, whether we're being driven into the earth, into our graves at an early rate by their funny money system and all the stealing and robbing that's going on, or how we react to the latest assault on any sane individual's perception of freedom and liberty. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of doing the Texas two-step and trying to dance around these clowns. They're the aggressors. They're the people in the wrong. We're in the right. That's the end of the argument.
Well, I understand that, but they got the damn guns. Now, even my local county judge.
So, Gary, so do we. Yep. They're going to have a hell of a time trying to get the mercenaries to pull the triggers on American citizens because they're going to find out how many crack shots there really are. How many people with rifles with the little telescopic lenses that can pick a dingleberry off a gnat's ass at 1,000 yards?
Yeah, I know my local judge is even incorporated. And by the way, as far as that judge goes, I've got no contracts with this county court that's incorporated. So where are they getting their jurisdiction from?
Gary,
I don't understand
that. Gary, that's why they went through the exercise of trying to make you believe that corporations are people, too. They tried to switch the meanings around. Okay, a person can be a corporation, too.
That's true.
Yeah. So, and here again, they keep throwing these dirty, crappy little baby diapers at us, and we keep telling them how much it stinks. Well, I'm all for taking those dirty little baby diapers and shoving them up their nose.
Well, I guess that's what it's going to come to eventually.
It's going to have to come to that. Gary, thank you.
Getting close. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. By the way, coming up tomorrow, and you're going to want to tune into this one, the 10th Amendment Center, I've got Mike Meharry coming on. And I'll just read the quick blurb here. Last month, less than 1 month into the 2015 state legislative season, the 10th Amendment Center counts more than 200 bills seeking to block or limit federal power. Sponsored by, ready for this, both Democrats and Republicans, these bills range from narrowly focused legislation that would allow terminally ill people access to experimental drugs and medical treatment despite the Food and Drug Administration's regulations, to bills that would deny resources and assistance from states to the NSA. Other legislation addresses the Second Amendment, the federal prohibition of hemp and marijuana, Common Core, the use of drones for surveillance, or more importantly, killing people, the Affordable Care Act, and even federal grant programs that arm local police with battlefield-ready military equipment. 10th Amendment Center founder and executive director Michael Bolden said the sheer number of the bills indicate just how mainstream state action to block federal power has become. In other words, translate that, the people are getting pissed off. He said this is unprecedented. From mass spying to gun control, property rights, militarized police, the drug war, and everything in between, we've never seen so much activity to push back on a state level. Now, to take it one step further. Now, some say all of this state action merely represents a right-wing movement. Where's that sales guy when you need him? And backlash against President Obama. And Bolden bristles at this notion. He said the great misconception is that this is a right-wing movement that is trying to oppose federal power. And with some issues like the Second Amendment and the ACA, that's certainly true. But he said, we're tracking more than 200 bills, and many of the most successful, like marijuana and hemp farming, right-to-try bills, and stopping the NSA spying, lean strongly left or totally bipartisan. And anybody claiming this is a partisan fad is either not paying attention or they're just outright lying. And a broader understanding of this legal basis, many of these bills rest on also helped spur the movement. The Supreme Court has repeatedly upheld the anti-commandeering doctrine, a legal principle declaring that the federal government cannot require or force state to expend resources or manpower to help it carry out its acts or programs. So I want you to tune in tomorrow. I'm going to have Mike Meharry on. He's the communications director for the 10th Amendment. And this is a good thing, folks. You know, with more and more, keep going, 10th Amendment Center, with more and more education about what the government is doing and the amount of people that are opposed to this, it is all one huge educational program. So maybe we can get to the point that we have politically active-minded people in the states that go, you know what? I heard this John Steadmiller guy, I forget where he's at, but somebody told me what this guy's been pushing, that we get our political ducks in order and we become a political power within our own states to start kicking down the legislative doors, because that is the only avenue left to us short of a very messy public restoration project. Let's just put it that way. Wayne in Texas. Thanks for holding, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. I know time is short, so I'll just throw this out there. Maybe we could pick up on it next week. But to kind of back up what Gary was saying, too, I tell everybody who will listen to me is that every problem we have is due to lawyers, ex-lawyers, and groups of lawyers. And what they've done is they've created all these legal constructs called the city of Round Rock, Williamson County, the different departments and agencies that go with it. And they try to push through these codes and regulations and permits and fees to keep us pretty well immobilized. That's why I think everybody's so dazed and confused, because we're operating against this control grid on a daily, weekly basis. So I think going forward, and this is what I was wanting to ask Ron, maybe we could get into it next week, is how do we demystify all these agencies and people that want to make our lives miserable? And I was going to see if Ron could help us with some information on how he would interact with, say, an overzealous code enforcer, or maybe a lawsuit to hit your door without any real content or anything. They've just thrown something at you to, you know, more or less cause you grief, to bring you into court to get a fine or something like that. So I feel like that's where we're at now. There's so much pressure coming at us from all angles, especially on a local basis. Yeah. We need to learn how to neutralize these people.
Ron?
That makes any sense?
Yeah, well, that's a real good topic. I've already handled that, and I've been very successful at it.
So yeah, the question I think Wayne has is, do you have any other information? Is there information you can provide him that would help people fight the little corporate beast?
Right. I've already done that, and I'll explain it Monday.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on, Wayne. I don't think the world's going to end between now and next Monday. I just know there's not going to be another Super Bowl to distract people. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, John.
And thank you all for being here. Tomorrow, 10th Amendment Center, Mike Meharry. We're going to have some fun. See you then. Stay tuned for Clint Richardson, Corporation Nation, coming up next.
With financial